And I want to welcome into the studio now Anita McGill from Citizens Information. And we're going to do a follow-up on last week's conversation I had with Jackie about back to education. This is about grants, is it?
Yeah. Hello, Joanne.
Good morning.
Jackie last week was explaining about back to education allowance. And what we wanted to continue is with a student grant scheme. So before I continue with the student grant scheme associate, just wanted to mention that on the back to education allowance, since September 2017, there is an annual cost of education allowance of 500 with the payment. And another thing to consider is when you are in receipt of back to education allowance, you are allowed to apply for student grant scheme. However, the maintenance part of it will not be paid. So you could get the help with the fees, but not the maintenance itself,
okay,
because you're in receipt of back to education allowance. So the student grant scheme is a main financial support scheme for students. The online application system for 2019-2020 academic year is open from 25th April 2019. So the student grant scheme has two aspects of it. First is the maintenance grants and the second is the fee grants. A maintenance grant is a contribution toward the student's living costs. If you're getting a maintenance grant, you cannot get a back to education allowance or reader's allowance. So that part is clear. And maintenance grants are available for approved courses below the graduate level in Ireland and other EU member states. So it's not just for courses in Ireland, you could also apply for the maintenance grants if you want to study abroad, providing that that's in EU member state. The second part of it is the fee grants, and the fee grant can cover any of the three following elements: all or part of the student contributions, cost of essential field trips, and all or part of student tuition fees, and that's covered with the free fee scheme. In general, if you qualify for a maintenance grant, you will qualify for elements of the fee grant. However, you will not get the tuition element of a fee grant if you already qualify for fee tuition under free schemes. And that basically is that the most undergraduate students attending publicly funded third level courses do not have to pay tuition fees. Under the terms of the Free Fees Initiative, the Department of Education and Skills pays the fees to the colleges instead. So if you're covered by that, you will not get that portion of the payment.
Okay.
Students doing post-leaving certificate or PLC courses do not get fee grants, but if you qualify for a maintenance grant, you will be exempt from the PLC participant contribution. Fee grants are available for approved courses below the graduate level in Ireland. However, there are no fee grants for courses elsewhere in the EU. So again, the maintenance grant, you could receive help towards your living costs in EU, other EU member state. The fee grants, these are payable from your own pocket, basically. Qualifying for a student grant. To qualify for the grant, you must fill the conditions of the scheme as regards nationality and immigration status, residence and means. You must also be attending an approved course in an approved institution. And the SUSE website have the list of all the courses which are accepted for the grant. There are detailed conditions about the level of course you are attending, whether you have attended a course at the same level already, and whether the course represents progression from your previous studies. So basically, in general, you will not get a grant for repeating a year or attending a course at a level does not represent progression from you have done before. Okay, so there always have to be progression. So if you have done a year one and then you decided that's not for me and you apply next year for again the level the first year, and if they're on the same level training, you will not get the grant.
So you can't repeat?
No.
Yeah, okay.
Now you, however, if you progress with that year, you could get the grant for following year, but not for the same year you already received the grant for. So there is exception, and the exception is the second chance students. The second chance students are someone who is age over 23, did not successfully complete an earlier course and is returning to pursue an approved course after a full break in studies for at least 5 years. So that's the exception when they look at the possibility to get the grant again.
Yeah, right.
So with that, with the student grant scheme is based on the means, and when they look at your family's gross income for the previous full tax year. So basically when you're applying for this year, they look at the family's income in 2018. The reckonable income for a student grant is gross income from all sources. However, some social welfare payments are excluded. For example, child benefit, working family payment, domiciliary care allowance or back to work family dividend. The list also is available on CD yeah. website.
So if a student is working part-time to help pay with stuff, that has to be declared, yeah?
All the income is yeah. declared, okay. yes. However, they, as a student, you are allowed to have earnings outside of term time, and that's up to 4,500. And outside of term time is 2 weeks at Christmas, 2 weeks at Easter and 12 weeks during the summer months of June, July and August only. So, but again, we're going to those 4,500. That's the amount you're allowed to receive in from your employment outside of term.
Okay.
Okay. If you were originally resident with your parent from October 1st of the year before your year of entry to the course, you're considered dependent on your parents. And your income, if any, is assessed together with your parents' income. So basically that 4,500 is disregarded, but if you're working part-time and do the studying, all of your income will be looked at as an income, plus your parents' income as well. Independent mature candidates are candidates aged 23 or over on 1st January in the year of entry to the course. To be assessed as an independent mature candidate, you must also live separately from your parents from 1st October of the year before the year of entry to the course. If you are an independent student, you're assessed on your own income and that of your spouse or partner or cohabitant if applicable. So basically, even if you are age 24, 25, 26 and so on and live with the parents, you still could be classed as dependent.
Okay,
and that
yeah,
means
yeah.
your income could be looked at as well as your parents.
Right.
The only points at which you can be reclassified from dependent student to an independent student are when you progress from further education to higher education, have a 3-year break in your studies, or are returning as a second chance student after a 5-year break of studies. When they look at the means, at the moment, what is, for example, after the means test, to get the full maintenance and the full fee grant, your family's income with less than 4 children cannot exceed €39,875 in 2018. Again, the Susie website have full table of all the incomes, how much of the maintenance you could get. They go from full maintenance, let's say 75%, 50% and 25%, and they do the same for the fee grant as well. So it's a good website to have yeah. a look at.
And what is it, the website? Susie.ie,
It's Susie.ie, S-U-S-I.ie. And the website is very good. Before I came in, I looked through it. So you can find information there, and they do classify all the information based on who you are and what student you're going to be.
Okay.
So it is advisable to have a look at. There's a new thing people may not be aware of, is that to register with Susie, you need to and apply for online for a student grant, you will need your personal public service card, number and an email address and a phone number. So those are 3 things you need to know. It just sometimes a student is not aware of his or her PPS number, that previously parents were the ones who were responsible, but else they will need this information. If for some reason you were refused a grant, the Susie have appeal process in place as well. So you have 30 days to appeal the decision. So again, it could be on based on a means test. It could be that she didn't provide full information. So they have appeal process, and you're welcome to use it if you've been refused. Students in Universal Support Ireland, that's what stands for SUSY. They have phone number as well, and that's 0761087874. So 0761087874. And they have an email address you can ask questions as well. It's support@susy.ie. So it's support@susy.ie. You're more than welcome to come in to us as well and have a look and ask the questions if you have any. We can help you with to fill in the form as well if needed. But in that sense, you would need to bring your paperwork with you. Again, on the SUSY website, they have a link to see if you could qualify for a SUSY grant. It's a quick step kind of application before you go through all the process, just to see where you stand in whether you could qualify or not.
Yeah, so again, it's slightly gone through it all.
Yeah, so it's again a good thing to go through, especially if you know that your parents' income could be on a higher scale. So again, SUSY website, good thing to start your let's say journey for the grant, to have a look. Yeah, take your time. We wouldn't advise you to leave it on a last minute kind of thing. It's just you need time, because the even application process, it's the form itself, it's quite substantial. So there are a lot of questions, so it's not 5 minutes thing to do. So again, take your time. And again, if you have questions, you're more than welcome to come in. We are open Monday to Friday from 9:30 to 12:30, and then from 1:30 to 4:00. You can also find us on Tuesdays in Omni Shopping Centre and on Thursdays in Beaumont Hospital. You can give us a call as well, and the phone number
0761 078190.
Thank you.
I've been saying this for years, so that's why it's automatic. It comes automatically to me. Is there a closing date for applying for the SUSY grant?
They don't have it on the website as of yet. They only have the opening time. But what good is with SUSY is they also have an option of late claims. Again, that wouldn't be something we would suggest to the clients, but they do have that in place as well. Okay, but as I said, the form, it takes time, so find time to explore the website first, and then maybe start tackling.
Okay, Anita, thank you very much for that.
Thank you.
We remind the listeners now that your new time is around this time, 20 to 11 or whatever.
Yes.
Okay. Right. Thank you, Anita.